This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
WPR and Wisconsin Watch are documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a series of audio diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. In the fall, COVID cases began to spike in Wisconsin, especially among college students. UW-Madison student Azul Kotari lives on campus and had a front row seat to the wave of infections. This spring, the university is trying new tactics to try and prevent another surge.
My name is Azul Kotari. Right now I'm living as a house fellow in the dorms, so that's both my job and my housing, and I'm living in Celery Residence Hall right now. Do I feel safe? For the most part, I would say, at least lately and most of the time, I have felt fairly safe. In the beginning, there were a lot of kinks that really needed to be worked out. I mean, when we came back in for the fall after having been on hiatus for several months, we were testing every 2 weeks, and I think it became really quickly apparent that that wasn't nearly enough. And there were definitely a lot of times last semester that I thought I would catch COVID, despite being pretty vigilant and my close friends being pretty vigilant about it. Just because there were a lot of people around me in my living situation catching it. So I just thought I would get it through community spread at some point. I thought it was pretty inevitable. I didn't end up getting it. Honestly, this semester, I think I'm not going to end up getting it either, just because the testing protocol has been a lot more vigilant and proactive. Testing twice a week is a lot, and making us all test to access community spaces at the school, like study rooms or lab space, makes me feel a lot safer, I think. You know, I'm sure there's a good reason for them switching to saliva-based testing as opposed to the nasal swab testing. Saliva testing is something that feels really weird to do. Basically, enter this large room and they hand you a small vial and a funnel and tell you that you need to fill it up to a certain level with saliva. And you're not allowed to spit. You essentially have to pool drool underneath your tongue and have it flow out of your mouth into the funnel. And the reason everyone's talking about it is because it's literally the grossest thing. Everyone in the room is lined up, facing away from the center of the room, essentially urinal style, making weird movements with their jaw, trying to get their mouths to produce saliva and fill up this vial with saliva. And it's also a big nuisance because if you have anything to eat or drink beforehand, there's a good chance that your sample is going to get rejected. So imagine going through all that really awkward effort only to have your sample rejected and you losing building access the next day. So that's why a lot of folks are really frustrated with it. But I would say that the one biggest change for me is only being able to see my close friends outdoors at a safe distance. Whereas like earlier, a lot of our interactions would be centered around activities, you know, doing stuff. Most of the few things that you can still do that are COVID safe, like, you know, go on walks and stuff like that, are very centered around conversation. So there's a big change in the way you interact with people, I think.